The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Oh my gosh, Albin.
Oh, yeah.
You talk about having a hard time in life. I'm in Billings, Montana. Okay. Now, let me tell you something. It's really nice here. But yesterday, I was in Phoenix, Arizona. The day before that, I was in San Diego. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little bit out of sorts. So I want everybody to have extra patience for me because I don't know what time zone I'm in. I don't know who I am anymore. Okay. So today, we have a lot of exciting news. So let me see if I can sum it up. Okay. Have I mentioned that I'm in Montana?
You didn't. I noticed there's snow on the ground behind you.
Let me tell you, I've been to most states in the union. Okay. People say, hey, why don't you come to such and such a place? Well, first of all, I don't just show up places. You have to invite me. Okay. So if there's a big church or a school or whatever it is, you want to invite me, you go to our website, ericmetaxas.com, and you invite me and perhaps I can come. Right. But I have never, ever been, I've been everywhere, but I have never been to Montana until yesterday.
Wow.
And I am very excited to be in Billings, Montana. I'm speaking tonight at a school fundraiser here in Billings. And when I landed yesterday, I just have to say, this is like comedy, because when I was going to the airport, what was it, last Friday?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, how do I dress? How do I pack? Where am I going? What am I doing? I'm going to San Diego. It's hot. Bottom line, I had the trip from heck on Friday. Mm. My cab driver was literally the worst cab driver I think I've ever had. And I live in New York and take cabs like all the time.
Yeah.
And I felt sorry for the guy because he was so bad at his job that I could hardly berate him because it was that bad. It was like he'd never driven before. So I literally missed my flight to California. Yeah, I had a nice nonstop flight and I missed my flight. Now, if you're feeling great, missing your flight is a bummer. If you're not feeling great, so I just thought, now what? So I had to fly, we had to rebook everything and I'm at the airport. I just want to lie down and sleep, but you can't now because you got to fly across the continent. I flew to Salt Lake City, almost missed that connection because Delta, look, let's be honest, Delta and American, I fly them all the time. They've only been in the airline business for, I don't know, like maybe 7 or 8 decades. So they're new to this. Yeah. So they screw stuff up.
Yeah, so well, that's Delta, that's like 25 in human years. It's not that.
Delta, like this is one of the things where you get on the plane, right? I'm all excited now because at least now I'm on my way. I get on the plane and I'm sure people who travel, you've experienced this. You're just sitting there and nobody's saying anything. Like nobody's saying why you're sitting there. It's just that a lot of time is passing and nothing's happening. And you realize like they're afraid to come on and to tell you why. Or they just don't have social skills. And they just figured that they can just ignore the 200 people behind them. So turns out that they just couldn't push the plane back. Like the dude who drives the, what is it called? The tugboat, that pushes back.
Yeah, I think it's tugboat. Yeah.
They just couldn't get somebody to show up. And again, Delta, they've just been in this business for, eight decades or something. So they're new. We got to give them grace. So the point is that it took forever to get out of JFK. I almost missed my connection in Salt Lake City. By the time I get to San Diego, it's like 3 a.m. New York time. I go to bed early. So this was like, horrible. Normally, I don't give my travel log, on this program, but I thought all I've been doing lately is traveling. So I you know, you get to the hotel and you're like, you don't know who you are anymore. What's your name? But the good news, and I did want to share this, is that the reason I did all this was because I'd been invited to speak at Awaken Church. Now, this is one of these amazing California churches. They've got all these campuses. Okay. So I was invited to speak in their San Diego Balboa Avenue, I think, campus, but they have all these other campuses, and it was a real delight. And I did something on Sunday morning that I normally don't do. You know, normally I'm speaking about my books. I mean, it's a sermon, it's not a talk. But the 10 o'clock service, basically, I said, I want to preach out of the Gospel of John, where Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. Now, Alvin, you actually watched this?
Yeah, yeah. Ann and I watched it. We usually go to Rabbi Jonathan Kahn's church, but Ann is dealing with some physical issues, so we had to watch your sermon. We said, "Listen, so let's watch
things
Eric."
So
Lyle.
Bad that you had to watch me.
That's right.
Dead. That's and bad.
Only twice did I yell "heretic, heretic," but other than that,
that's pretty good. That's pretty good. No, but I mean, it's interesting because I normally don't, you know, just dig into the scripture and preach a sermon. But I did on Sunday. I'm very glad you watched it. I think it'll be online soon, but it was just different than what I normally do.
It was.
And I will put it, we'll put it online and we'll get it out there. This is a reminder to sign up to our newsletter, ericmetaxas.com. If you get our newsletter, we'll send you all this stuff, but it was really a wonderful experience. When you meet the pastors of a new church like this, and you realize these people are heroes, they're standing up with real courage, in the middle of a time when a lot of Christians are kind of shrinking back or, you know, posting BLM squares, whatever it is that your conscience tells you not to do, you know they're doing that.
Yeah,
so
real
it was
quick,
just Ann, a joy.
Yeah, Ann said to me, she said, with a church like this and all these other churches that you've been at in California, What's wrong with California? Why is it going into the ocean?
That's another story. But I have met so many extraordinary pastors and churches in California. So it was just a joy. And again, Pastor Jurgen and his wife, Leanne, took me to dinner the night before. It's just a blessing. And I want to say, I can't wait to get back. It was wonderful. So the next day I was thinking, oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to fly to Billings, Montana by way of Phoenix. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
We have time for me to tell you that. Actually, okay. Before I tell you the rest of my travel log, let me mention. We'll say it in the rest of the hour, but we're doing a fundraiser with Christian Solidarity International. Folks, jump on the bandwagon. If you have not yet given, trust me, you want to be a part of this. This is a great joy. Suzanne and I participate. It's just an opportunity to do something so spectacular at a time when it looks like the world is falling apart. So you go to our radio website, metaxastalk.com, and give what you can. We are freeing slaves, folks. This is not a metaphor. People are enslaved in the Southern Sudan by radical Muslims, Fulani herdsmen, and so on and so forth, very hard for us to imagine that in this day and age, this is going on, but it is. The difference between today and the past is that in the past, you couldn't do anything about this. 300 years ago, you know, you couldn't go to metaxastalk.com and free a slave. You were just stuck in a world where these evils existed. Now, although these evils exist, we can do something about it. And so I can't think of a time better than at this Christmas season that you would do something about that. We'll talk more about that. Alvin, today's December 7th.
It is. A
we
date
need to talk
that
about
will,
that.
We'll live in infamy. Yep. Today is Pearl Harbor Day.
FDR said that this day was a day that would live in infamy. And of course, there are people, it's shocking but true. There are people that don't know what happened on December 7th. Folks, what happened on December 7th in 1941, one of the worst things that ever happened in the United States, Japanese bombers hit Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, and murdered 3,000, killed 3,000. It was an act of war. At that point, I think it's still murder. It's not war. It's war when you retaliate, then it's not murder. But they just, it's just so horrifying. And we remember that every year, December 7th, that people gave their lives for freedom, folks. Would you give your life for freedom? We'll be right back.
Hey there, folks. Have you ever looked for a business podcast? You're into business, but you also like to be entertained. So you're looking for a funny business podcast. Well, some of them try to be funny. They're just not funny, which is a problem. I think I have the answer for you. If you like business news and current events with a side of actual comedy, you want to listen to, I can't say this with a straight face, it's called IP Frequently. The hosts are David and Brad. IP Frequently, solid business advice that leans right, conservative, comes with 80s music and current events. They're calling it the unicorn of business podcasts. Is that a good thing? If it's funny, it is a good thing. They're also calling it the holy grail of business podcasts. Subscribe to IP Frequently and stay up to date on their weekly stream of episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Go to ipfrequently.com. That's ipfrequently.com.
Folks, welcome back. Oh my gosh, Alvin.
Yeah.
I'm in Billings, Montana. I've never been to Billings, Montana. So I didn't finish the part of my travel log. Okay. So I, you know, when you're traveling and when you're all the way on the West Coast, getting back to the East Coast, not only is it a long flight, if it's nonstop, it's still long, you're going against the time zones. So bottom line is, I said, you know, it doesn't make sense to go all the way home to New York and then go all the way out to Billings, Montana. I might as well fly from San Diego to Billings. So then I thought to myself, wait a minute, why don't I, instead of doing that thing where, you know, you fly someplace and then you get a connection, you fly. I said, why don't I just fly halfway or something so that when I have to go to Billings, I'm just going to get on a plane and go. So I get out of San Diego and it made sense to fly into Phoenix. And I have a friend in Phoenix. I have several friends in the Phoenix area. And I emailed my friend Barry McGuire and his wife, Karen McGuire, really just the dearest souls in the world. And I said, hey, you guys free, you know, what night was that? Sunday night? I can't remember now. Sunday, right?
So, yeah.
You know, I'll be exhausted, but maybe we can have dinner or something like that. And they said, well, we're having a dinner at our house. And why don't you come? You know, there's some people coming over for dinner. So I get to their house and there were 150 people at their house for an event.
Wow.
And I knew tons of them. So it was like the most bizarre thing. I preached three sermons in San Diego. I'm exhausted. I get on a plane. I fly to Phoenix. I take an Uber to a house. And suddenly there's like this big party with all these people. So I thought, am I living like in a movie or something? It was just crazy. But it was really, really dear souls. In fact, speaking that night were the two producers behind The Chosen. You know that we've had Dallas Jenkins on this program to talk about The Chosen. The guys who produce it.
Wow.
You know, the producers are the dudes. They make it happen.
Wow.
They were there. And I met them and they were wonderful. Actually, when they spoke, you know, sometimes somebody speaks and you just go, wow, they're saying exactly what I'm always thinking, but nobody ever says it. They were saying it. So I had a wonderful connection, got to meet them. It was just a joy, actually. And it was a joy to be with Barry and Karen McGuire. You know, to have friends all around the country, sometimes you think this is, if you live long enough, anything's possible.
That's right.
And so when I finally left there yesterday, it was sunny and wonderful. And I got on a plane. And when we landed in Billings, Montana, it was a snowstorm. I forgot. Montana's in the north. It's winter. It was a total snowstorm. There's snow everywhere. Of course, had I packed a jacket or anything? No. So anyway, the point is I made it. I'm alive. And I just wanted the audience to know I made it. I'm alive. I'm in Billings. I'm speaking tonight and I will be home tomorrow by the grace of God. So
yeah,
that's the most important thing.
That's great. You know, there's some cities around the country that you don't know the state itself, but when somebody says Billings, you say, okay, yeah, Montana. You know, and that's so you know Billings, Montana. Okay.
I've never been to Montana before. I've been to most states in the union. The only ones I have left where I've not actually spoken, I think after tonight, I will have spoken in Montana. I think I've spoken in every state of the union except maybe – I think maybe Idaho, maybe Utah, definitely Alaska. I've never been to Alaska. So if there's a big church or something in Alaska, if you want to invite me, I got to get that off my bucket list. I got to hurry up. And then Hawaii. I've never been to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That's it.
Okay. Now, Alvin, we got more good news here. By the way, in a minute, we're going to be coming back talking with our buddy, Kevin McCullough. Yeah. But listen. We have to talk about this. Oh, in an hour or two, we have John Smirak.
Oh yeah, John Smirak. Yes, 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 yes.
Folks, if you can get through this, if you can get through hour one, John Smirak is coming up. Okay, but I got to talk about this. The Christmas special, mm-hmm. Alvin. We've got to talk about this. This is our finest work that we've ever done together.
It is. It's great. Yeah.
A couple of years ago, we filmed the Christmas special, a flat out. Now, there are a lot of people listening that they don't know anything about this. I'm warning you, folks, listen up. You don't want to miss this. As you know, this is a radio program. This is a podcast. This is all these different things. It's on Rumble. But TBN, a number of years ago, said to us, hey, we'd like to put some of your radio stuff on TV on the weekends. So we developed this relationship. They built this studio in New York where we normally do the program. Well, 2 years ago, we had a crazy idea. We said, hey, wouldn't it be fun to film a like retro 60s, 70s Christmas variety special? Wouldn't that be fun? And they all looked at us like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then we really described it in detail. And then they looked at us and said, we have no idea what you're talking about. And I said, well, can we do it? All right. So they let us do it. So Albin, yes. You and I, Chris Himes, and a number of our friends, Victoria Jackson, Mike Lindell. It was, without any question, one of the craziest things we have ever done. I mean, folks, if you don't believe it, you watch it and you will see. You can't even, there's no way we could even exaggerate to where you'd be, have any sense of how crazy this is. But it is a 1 hour Christmas special. It is filmed all over New York City. Alvin, you played several parts in it. I mean, we got dressed up. I'm dressed as Santa. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, and at one point you're on the top of a double decker bus and you're singing a great song from your friends.
My buddy Bernie Taupin wrote the lyrics to Step Into Christmas. And usually it's sung by Elton John, who wrote the music. But this time, folks, yours truly, Eric Metaxas, I sing it on the top of a double-decker bus going down Fifth Avenue. I mean, sounds like I'm making this up. Now, here's the good news. Where can you see this crazy program? FrankSpeech.com. Every day, if you go to LindellTV.com or FrankSpeech.com, they have programming every single day. We aired it yesterday. We were getting tons of emails. People are flipped out. They can't believe they never saw this before. So we're going to air it again and again and again on LindellTV.com, FrankSpeech.com. And then we will let you know. If you sign up for our newsletter, EricMetaxas.com, we will send you links. But a lot of you aren't signed up for the newsletter. Shame on you, number one. Number two, shame on you again. Number three, sign up for the newsletter, EricMetaxas.com. Because there's so much stuff that we can't share.
And tune in at 3 p.m. every day to frankspeech.com, 3 p.m. Eastern, and you'll see the show there.
It's either frankspeech.com or you can also go to lindelltv.com. But there's programming there. This program is on there every day. But once a week between now and into the new year, we will air the Christmas special. And I promise you, Alvin, the people don't blow it. The people, they think I'm blowing smoke. Yeah. You will not believe what it's like the craziest. It's just staggering. It's absolutely
it really is. It's so delightful and it's fun again for the whole family. So you got to tune in.
The reason TBN wasn't that interested probably in the beginning was, you know, because they didn't think it would make money, right? Because they think like, hey, we're doing all this stuff and, you know, and guess what? It didn't. So, but that's where you come in, folks. If you go, actually, you know, we joke around, but we do need your help. We need you to go to mypillow.com. You need to do your Christmas shopping now. Use the code Eric, mypillow.com. We don't push this the way they do on other programs. And sometimes I think maybe we should push it more because it's how we pay to keep our lights on, and we need the help. Since we got canceled off of YouTube, tons of people wonder, wait, what happened to you guys? Mm-hmm. Well, what happens is we got kicked off of YouTube because Albin was cursing again. Yeah, and so we do need, we need your help in a number of ways. But one of the ways you can help us is go to mypillow.com or mystore.com or Nutramedics.com and use the code Eric. So
by the way, all this month, Nutramedics.com, 30% off for all your supplements. So go there. The immune system support is really important, folks.
Actually,
30%.
Yeah, I forgot to say this. As you know, when you go to Nutramedics.com, our standard discount, if you put in the code Eric, you get 20% off. This month, they just decided to do this. Take advantage of it, folks. Please take advantage. 30% off if you use the code Eric. Now, Lindell, Mike Lindell World, if you go to mypillow.com, they are selling stuff. I mean, no joke. They have slippers. They have bathrobe. They have like all kinds of stuff and huge discounts. So just please do go do your Christmas shopping there before they run out. And if you watch the Christmas special, you'll see Mike Lindell appears in the Christmas special, and he shares some special towel technology that is proprietary. We can't talk about it on this program. Okay, so when we come back, Kevin McCullough is on. We're talking about a lot of stuff with Kevin McCullough. In hour two, we've got our dear, dear, dear friend, John Zamirak.
Yes.
Folks, do not go away. And if you haven't signed up for the newsletter, I'm begging you, please go to ericmetaxas.com. Thank you.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Joe Biden and the Democrats have laid out the most socialist agenda our country has ever seen. Instead of following President Trump's blueprint that had the economy booming, the Dems are going to raise taxes, increase regulations, and skyrocket an already outrageous national debt. If your retirement is in traditional investments, it is in jeopardy. Americans should be diversifying their investments with gold and precious metals. Gold gives you control over your wealth and protects you from market volatility, inflation, and a weakening dollar. When investing in gold, I turn to Legacy Precious Metals. Legacy Precious Metals has over 40 years of experience in helping Americans protect their finances, and this team is prepared to patiently consider your own personal financial needs. If you're looking to invest in gold, call the good folks at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-473-6204 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Don't leave your retirement to chance, friends. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today. That's 866-473-6204. Folks, talking to Kevin McCullough, we are talking about two things. We're talking about the issue of abortion, and we're talking about the issue of slavery. And Kevin, it just fascinates me how there's nothing new under the sun, right? You had people in Wilberforce's day who said, we think that you should keep your faith out of politics. In other words, they weren't able to comprehend the idea that there's no division between faith and politics. There's just this thing called truth, and we have to kind of work it out. And they acted as though that there are these separate realities. There are people today who feel the same way. They act as though there are no absolutes, and people should be able to do whatever they want to do. We have a constitution that is based on natural law, that's based on moral law. And so there are limits to freedom. So mm-hmm. if everybody in a state says, you know, we believe we can do X, it has to be in accordance with some fundamentals. So this is the big argument with Roe v. Wade, is there something about taking the life of a pre-born human that is guaranteed in our Constitution, or does our Constitution say nothing about it and the states have to fight it? It's a little bit complicated. So it's one thing to say, I think abortion is wrong. You do and I do. But then we have to think logically, okay, in the United States of America, where we are free to do all kinds of things that are wrong, okay? Men and women are free to sleep with each other outside of marriage. They're free. We're free to do all kinds of wrong things that we won't be prosecuted for, but that doesn't make them right. When does the law get involved? And we have always said in this country, when it comes to the unborn, this is a real thing. This is, we're dealing with human lives. But I was talking earlier about the slavery issue, and I want to talk to you about this. We're doing, I mean, it's hard for us to believe that 200 years ago, the West decided slavery is an abomination, it's wrong, and we got rid of it. So even when it still existed, there was nobody saying this is a great thing. But there are parts of the world today, like parts of Africa, where radical Muslims believe slavery is okay. And so it's people like us in the West who are using our money to work against that. We can't change the laws of the Sudan, or at least we didn't when we had the chance. If you don't mind, talk about CSI, because I want my audience to understand that these moral issues, they're right in front of us all the time.
Not at all. In fact, CSI is an enormous passion in my heart. During the Sudanese Civil War, there were approximately 180,000 individuals that were taken into captivity, into, in essence, chattel slavery, work labor, removed from their homes in South Sudan and brought to Northern Sudan. A large number of these that survived were women, because the men were regularly killed for everything from insubordination to, attempted escape, et cetera. The women that have been suffering there, and when the world settled the Sudan Civil War, the world powers came in and said, okay, South Sudan, you have your Christian territory. Northern Sudan, you can remain in Arab hands. And now leave each other alone, and we go off and, you know, we took care of that. The problem was that the slaves that had been taken captive were not addressed. And so even though there was great relief that the fighting was over, there were still all of these hundreds of thousands of people that were caught in this horrific system of brutal, brutal slavery. CSI, before the war was ended, had already begun working to liberate slaves that were captured by the Arabs of the North. And let's be very clear, the main reason that the Arabs took these women were because they were Christian, and they thought that they could do with as they wanted. They could have sexual means with them. They could have them bear children. They could use them as forced labor. They were cheap labor to use around the places where they lived, oftentimes as servants for their own wives, etc. Brutal, brutal treatment. And I could tell you story after story of slaves that have told us what it was like when they went into slavery. But I will say this, over the last number of years, CSI, working together with people like Eric Metaxas and your listeners, have been able to liberate more than 100,000 of those original slaves and some of the children that were born to them in the process. In fact, we believe that there are now only 35,000, give or take a few, in Northern Sudan anymore. And from 180,000, that is a great number of people that have been liberated. However, for the 35,000 that are still there, it is a daily hell that they live through. I could tell you a story. In fact, on my phone here, I was recently praying. My listeners are involved in this project too, Eric, as you know, and I got word from the CSI office that, and I know people listening on the radio can't see this, but this is a woman, for those of you watching on Lindell TV and everywhere else, this is a woman who was liberated by my listeners in July of this last summer. And Eric, describe the look on her face right there.
Tell me. Radiant.
And this is a woman that experienced ritualistic, brutal sexual abuse for over 15 years. She's only in her early 30s. And that smile that's on her face, it's almost a miracle that it could exist, because when you know what she has been through. But the reason that she's smiling is because the slave liberators were able to find her. They were able to secure her freedom. She was taken back to South Sudan, where her home is from. She was able to reunite with relatives. They were able to give her a package of things that are basically a starter pack for her life. It's called the Bag of Hope. And they did all of that for $250.
Okay, when well, we I want to come back with you. I know you just got a couple of minutes.
Has a brand new life.
I know you, Kevin, just has a couple of minutes. Folks, this is really huge. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Do what you can. We'll be right back.
May rain and snow on everyone. So many things I could have done. The clouds got in my way.
Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works.
Folks, welcome back. We're talking to our friend Kevin McCullough. Kevin, it is just hard. Every time we do a campaign with CSI, it's hard for me to wrap my head around the idea that this evil still exists in this world. It's like we were talking about the abortion issue. It is hard to imagine that there are people that are okay with taking the life of the unborn. It's hard to believe that there are people who are okay with enslaving someone and raping them continually. We live in a sick world, but the good news, and I always want to try to help people find the hope in the middle of this. Folks, the amazing thing is that we can do something about it. I mean, honestly, think of the idea. It's one thing to hear something is happening, horrible. And then somebody says to you, yes, it's happening, but you can do something about it. We have the opportunity through CSI, and Kevin, you know more about CSI than I ever will. I mean, they are an amazing organization. They are on the ground. They know how to free people from slavery. All they need is for us to help them. They need money. So for $250 per person,
right?
Tell my audience what they're able to do. Well, because I say to my audience, if you don't know what to give your grandparent or your dad or your uncle for Christmas, how about saying, in your name, we freed a person from slavery. I just can't get over what a great idea that is. Go ahead.
Well, and think about this, Eric. These are all Christians that have been forced to take on Muslim identities. So to work with your audience to be free by Christmas this year, just think of what celebrating the birth of Christ as a newly freed Christian from slavery will mean. And it will not take forever and a day to make this happen. Once your gift is given, there are constant liberation retrievals that are going on. And when these things take place, they are truly amazing. But I want to go back to Alouette's story, because she's the girl I was telling you about in the last segment. She has that huge smile on her face. She was ritualistically sexually abused, not just by her slave master, but by her slave master's sons. She was physically abused by the wife of the slave master for jealousy that he would want to sleep with the slave. She was called every kind of heinous name that you can imagine in the book and treated as though she was less than an animal. She wasn't fed on a regular basis. She had to fight for scraps that were on the floor and the ground. Imagine living in that existence for more than a dozen years and then being taken by the CSI retriever to the recovery camp at the border of South Sudan, where for nothing but a few days, you just get to recover. They have a medical doctor. They've got psychological experts that are there helping you talk this through and kind of deal with some of the issues that it raises. You get to reclaim your identity as a Christian. You get to reclaim your Christian name. You get to tell someone the hardship of your story, and someone listens to you and believes you and documents it so that it is not forgotten. And then at the end of that process, that recovery process, they bring you this thing called the bag of hope, which is much bigger than just a bag. It's not like a little grocery sack. This thing is like a canvas grain sack, and that's just the tools that are in it. But it's gardening tools, it's cooking utensils, it's materials to keep you safe from the weather, etc. In addition to that, you get a bag of sorghum grain that's going to feed you for the next year. They'll make that last a full year. You'll get a bag of seed that you can plant when you get relocated to your home to grow the next season's food. And on top of all of that, you get a little she-goat that is very young in life and has the potential to, to bear kids of their own and to create milk and cheese for you and to create a micro enterprise and kind of a sense of rediscovery. Eric, you go literally from the grave of death into this hallway of life, and there's no comparison. And so when they realize, and it takes sometimes days for some of these women to understand, I'm not going to be someone's property anymore. But when they do, that smile comes on so many of their faces, and they get to worship Jesus Christ in freedom and without intimidation and without fear of being found out by their slave master. Then there's one more step to the process. They're taken from the recovery camp with all of their bag of hope, and they're relocated as close as they can to their original place where they were from, if they have relatives, a town, a region, wherever. And the church in that town goes crazy. They throw a party. You think of the prodigal son and what the dad does when he returns, and the older son is jealous because they go so lavish for the return of the son. That pales in comparison to what these places do when these slaves come home. There are so many biblical kind of analogies to this, Eric. It's deep in symbolism and understanding of what's happening here. But for $250, your listener can change one person's life, taking them from the grave of death to the hallway of life. I mean, I just don't know of anything else. This is why my family has said this year we're going to free a slave every single month. So we had to put ourselves on a budget to do this, but we have tried to diligently do that. It's why I talk about CSI everywhere I go to anyone who will listen, because I've never seen a work do as much good as what they're doing.
Well, this is why. I mean, there are many good organizations out there. We've worked with a number of them. But I have to tell you, folks, it's almost impossible for us to believe that we could have that kind of impact. So this is why I want to say to you, in times of relative hopelessness, there's brokenness all around, the world is going crazy, God is real. And he gives us these opportunities at certain times to do something that is an unmitigated good. It is a beautiful thing. If it weren't for CSI, folks, what would you or I be able to do about something like this? You read about it in the paper, you read about it online, your heart breaks and you walk away. You can pray. But the point is that there are people whose lives are literally being changed as dramatically as it gets. We can't even imagine in a world where we're all free that there are people whose lives can be changed forever. So Kevin and I, we get on this because I think like we ourselves need hope. You look around and you think, what can I do? When you know that no matter what you give, it doesn't have to be $250. $250 is the magic amount that it takes to free one person. But I'm saying whatever you can give, $25, $50, $100, think of what you could do this Christmas. Think of the junk you could buy that you're never going to use. We all know because we've all done it. And most of it's made in China. Folks, this is an opportunity to change lives forever. I want to ask you from the bottom of my heart, please go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner, give what you can. My friend Kevin, I'm just so grateful to you for being a part of this and for making this come alive for my audience. We'll be right back. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you.
Baby, I'll do it for you. Our love is alive.
So
ladies and gentlemen, you've got an opportunity to do something beautiful. You know this is true. I say this all the time, but you know it anyway. You don't need me to tell you that. We're going through crazy times. The question is, what can I do about it? To despair, to say there's nothing I can do about it, is to play into the hands of, how shall I put it, Satan. So you don't want to, that's not a good option. You want to do something good. There are many things you can do. One thing I hope you will do, one thing I hope you'll do today, now, is give to CSI. We don't care what you give. That's between you and God. But I want to be very blunt and say that when something as horrible as actual slavery exists, the idea that somebody says to you, hey, there's something good you can do about it, that should excite you. This is, there's a lot of horrible stuff going on in the world. There's very little we can do, except obviously pray, which is not insignificant. But God doesn't want us just to pray if we can do other things besides pray. He wants us to pray and do those other things. One of them is to give to CSI, Christian Solidarity International. They are on the ground in places like South Sudan, where they are freeing people, people no different than you or me, who have been enslaved, usually by radical Muslims who believe that enslaving Christians is okay. So we're here to say it's not okay, and we're going to put our money where our mouths are. So we're asking you today to go to metaxastalk.com. Everybody has to do this. If you listen to this program, I'm just here to tell you, you have to do this. So you might as well just do it right now. Go to metaxastalk.com and you'll see the banner and you'll see the options for giving. Albin, let's give the phone number out because there are people that are going to call right now. What is the number?
Yep. The phone number is 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. This is the greatest thing, folks, to actually have a slave freed in time for them to celebrate this Christmas with their family and their church at home. This is an incredible opportunity.
I mean, again, it sounds like we're making this up. Folks, if you go, I mean, if you've been listening to this program, you've heard some of the details, but I just want to say this is real. We can do something about it. CSI comes to us because they know that we have an audience that understands this. The idea that people are being persecuted for their Christian faith to the extent of enslavement, to the extent of rape, to the extent of all this abuse, this is real. But the good news is you can do something about it. And I know you will right now. I'm going to give the phone number out again, 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. We need you to do this. 888-253-3522. Now,
keep in mind, it's only $250 to free a slave, but any portion that you can give goes towards freeing a person from slavery.
Okay, so let's not forget, we have an offer out there. I say this all the time because there are people who will take me up on it. Anyone who can give $2,500 that will free 10 human beings from slavery. We've talked about this. I have three hats given to me by Donald Trump and a pen given to me by Donald Trump. I will sign the hats to whomever. You talk about a Christmas gift, to be able to give a Make America Great Again hat to somebody, signed to them, I will sign it with the pen given to me by Trump. It's a special Trump pen that he uses for this stuff. Folks, this is an amazing opportunity for a crazy Christmas gift. And guess what? You'll be freeing 10 human beings from slavery. A lot of you can afford to do that. It's more important than whatever you were going to get, a jet ski or something that was going to rot in the garage. I think you can do this. 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. Or go to metaxastalk.com. We need your help today. Thank you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.